I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite podcast on the Citadel. Don't tell the other podcasts. I should go.
Hi, you are listening to Talking Like a Team, the podcast where we have a tendency to rush back into our past. I don't know why I extended that as much, but I'm also named Adrian.
I don't know why you did either, but my name is Ashley.
Act like I can't just redo that, but whatever.
We're doing it live!
Despite the fact that it's going to be pre-recorded and released in like 2 weeks.
It's live now, duh.
Right? Am I the only one that has the issue where sometimes I'm like, oh, wait a minute, oof. Like, that was a flub. Acting like post-production doesn't exist.
Acting like we don't take hours upon hours to edit these and make them sound good for the people.
Appreciate our work.
Please.
Said lovingly and respectfully. How you doing, Super Nintendo?
I am doing swell. How are you?
I'm doing great. This episode is probably a little inside baseball. We're giving you a peek behind a curtain. Ooh, even though you see no curtains, you just hear voices. So it's theater of the mind. Just imagine our curtains looking really cool.
It's a spooky curtain.
Well, it's half spooky. No, okay, it's both spooky. It's all one curtain.
It could be two different curtains. It comes together in the middle and parts in the middle. My half is definitely spooky, though.
My half would be like Godzilla or something. Or just Wolverine, because I grew up in an era where Wolverine was just on shit. Like, I had an X-Men kite that had Wolverine on it. Like, why was that a thing? Why is Wolverine just on a kite?
It was Wolverine and, like, bad knockoff Bart Simpson shit. So, it was Wolverine and Bart Simpson flying a kite on your kite. Meta.
God, childhood is so weird.
Right?
And it's like, they swore we just wanted shit because our favorite characters were on it. Turns out they were right, and I hate that they're right.
Marketing does work.
You know how much shitty hair shampoo kids bought because Spider-Man's sticking about the cap of it?
Oh, man. The light up, like, toothbrushes and shit.
I was just about to say, the talking toothbrush craze was wild. It's like, this is Superman. The best way to help stop Lex Luthor is clean gums and teeth. I'm like, what?
I'm here to help you against the fight from gingivitis.
He's stronger than Brainiac. Turns out Doomsday was made from plaque. He killed me. Plaque kills you. Also, your parents don't love you. I'm sorry.
Superman didn't say that. At least I hope not. Damn. Traumatized some little kids.
I swear we're going to get into what we're talking about, but I was thinking my cousins had a Batman one. And it was like the Penguin and Catwoman are on the loose. And it'd be like, ha, ha, ha. And it's like, meow. Something about they're taking over Gotham City. So clean your teeth and together we'll clean up Gotham City. And you hear what sounds like the Batmobile driving away. And I'm like, Mr. Wayne? Because I know it's you.
Yeah.
What are you on?
Bruce? Bud? Old pal? The fuck?
But then the battery started dying, so later on, by the time they got rid of it, he'd press the button, it's like, the current version Catwoman on the loose. And it'd be like, it's like, meow. It was so demonic, it just like, clean your teeth, or Satan will possess you. Like, see? I'm sorry, Batman.
See, and at that point in time, the animated series is out. Literally just play the theme song. Stretch it out to 30 seconds or however long you're supposed to fucking brush your teeth. Call it a day. Cool theme song. Give Danny Elfman his roses. That theme song slaps. Speaking of theme songs, bitch, I did a segue.
Okay, that was a sick segue. I gotta give you that one. Like, I'm doing the Bad Boys 2. Point at you.
Tell the nice people about our new theme song.
Honestly, though, this is all Ashley here, because on one end, I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of people when they hear it going, well, what happened to Tegan and Sarah? And there's a short answer and there's a long answer. The short answer is
YouTube doesn't like it.
And honestly, a few other places, but yeah. Neither here nor there. The long answer is sort of unspoken, but if you listen to the podcast a long period of time, the show is still and will always be very heavily inspired by Tegan and Sarah. Mm-hmm. But, and correct me if I'm wrong, I wouldn't say that we are a fan cast.
No. No, we are fans that have a podcast, but I think we've talked about them maybe 5% of all of the content that we've done. So I feel like it would be false advertising to say that that's what we are.
By the same token, if you know them and know the music and then have listened to us, it's like a nonlinear influence. Mm-hmm. I forget what band it was. I think it was Chevelle. And I know, weird pull, but hear me out. A lot of Chevelle's albums were inspired by sci-fi and horror. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's still a Chevelle song. So there's certain sounds that it's going to have with various degrees of switching that up. But people, I guess, assume that they were just going to be singing about Michael Myers. You know what I mean? Like, your influences don't have to be worn on your sleeve. Mm-hmm. And I always feel bad saying that because, like, I don't want people to feel like they're being alienated because we haven't done, like, a lot of Tegan and Sarah specific content. You know, I always was worried if that turned people off. But after, what, 6 years, 7 years, this show became what it was. At the end of the day, it was us. Mm-hmm. And I always thought our dynamic, our friendship is what makes it fun. For everybody who's listened, some of you maybe from the very beginning, some of you just starting or coming back into it, you know, we've always been thankful for anybody who ever listens and says a kind word about it, tells somebody else. And I know a lot of people say this, but we truly mean this. Like, we do not take it for granted. But with that said, I didn't realize how cool this was going to be until it happened. So we were in the market for a new theme. And I'm kind of already in my head doing a list of people who would be cool to reach out to. Ashley was the first to be like, you should talk to Ro Pontaganti, guitarist, great musician, really cool guy. If you listen to any episode of Adrian Has Issues, he's been on the show a few times. Matter of fact, he was just on episode 180 talking about his new album, The Ocean. And I'm like, oh, Ro would probably be really cool to ask. But, and I had to tell him this, I was kind of afraid to ask you. As much as he does a lot of prog and prog metal arrangements, he's very vocal about his love of like 90s alternative and 90s grunge, you know, and that's something he's always held dear to his heart. And was very excited to do something in that vein. So we just sent him a sample of our show, some other like audio cues to go by. And honestly, I don't know what I was expecting. And I don't know if I want to ask you, like, did you really have any idea kind of where it was going to go or expectations with it at all? We didn't really talk about that part.
No, because I think essentially we just said, here's a couple of clips of the show. We're looking for something kind of like pop punk-ish. Go nuts.
Oh, matter of fact, we did send him the music video for North Shore, Tegan and Sarah's song. So technically, Tegan and Sarah is still very much in the DNA of the show.
Yes.
Again, your suggestion, I thought that was a killer one. And as much as I want to keep talking about it, I'm wondering if we should just go ahead and play it.
Let's do it.
So here we go. Without further ado, here is the new Talking Like a Teen theme song performed by our good friend, Ro Pontaganti. And we are back. I'm sorry.
It's fucking sick. What I liked about it, and it was one of those, like, I called you and was like, it sounds like there's a Power Rangers guitar solo in it. You think that's intentional? And you're like, 100%. I'm like, okay, cool. And then again, I was like, the little ending guitar part, it sounds like a Saturday morning cartoon. Do you think that was intentional? And he's like, 100%. What I liked about it from the jump was that there are so many things in it. Like, it's 30 seconds of music. And yet, there are so many different things throughout it that not only show that Ro understood the assignment, good job, A+, but that he understood kind of where we were coming from and the vibe of things. I don't know. I love it a lot. I think it came out super dope. it's cool that we have this little thing that's ours and no one can say that it's not.
Yeah. And I think that part, not gonna lie, it did make me choke up being like, hey, Kid Ashley and Kid Adrian, you guys get theme songs. If you grew up in like the 80s and 90s, and I guess maybe in the early 2000s before we just decided they weren't a thing anymore, your show lived and died by your theme song. Mm-hmm. There are so many like dumb sitcoms that I don't remember a thing about, like Too Close for Comfort, like Kate and Ally or Who's the Boss, other than Tony Danza going, Angela, like... I know, really winning the kids with my prized Tony Danza impersonation in 2025. But like, I know those theme songs by heart. I don't remember half the fucking shows. So your music's got to slack. That's the first thing you're going to see and hear. Mm-hmm. I always kind of wanted a theme song and we have one and it's really cool. Being that, you know, we talk about new stuff. And there's some retro stuff and Ro being very proficient in like prog metal and just progressive music. It's wild that a 30-second song goes through so many movements.
Yeah.
Literally encompasses early to mid-2000s, then like late 90s and early 2000s. You're getting like some Malcolm in the Middle thrown in there. And, you know, and he put a little bit like 90s Nickelodeon sitcom in there, mentioned Pete and Pete. But even like Drew Carey's show, which is like, that's a damn good pull.
Yeah. That's the show with a slapping theme song. I love that shit.
It's such a great theme song. We really got to put respect on President of the United States of America. The band.
Oh, God. Talk about a future episode. I love that. That self-titled album?
Yes.
Goated.
Wait, why have you not done that? I didn't realize you really fucked with that album. Did I not know that?
I sing it when we play GTA.
I know. But, like, okay, everybody knows, like, Peaches and Lump and stuff like that. And I know you know Dune Buggy, which is why I think, okay, that's a deeper cut.
But every time we drive the Dune Buggies, I would sing the Dune Buggy song.
But, like... There's so many other songs in it that are just great. I don't know. I love that album. And we will have to make that an episode. Also, definitely. God damn it. I think it's been or will have been 30 years. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Because that... Oh, God. That shit came out in 95. Oh, my God. We're washed. Anyway.
Because, like, all I did was, like, listen to that and watch, like, Power Rangers Zeo. And that's actually how I made a friend. I know we're talking about a theme song, but shit, is it really embarrassing to do story time rather if we got this really bitchin' theme song?
I mean, hey, we're here. It's us. Do story time.
And now, it's time for another edition of the winded, nostalgia-filled ramblings of Adrian King in a segment we like to call Story Time. Here is your host, Adrian King. So the school I went to, it's middle and elementary kind of crammed together. There's even like a little annex building that was like our pre-K, which was horrific. But they did have something of like an after school thing, which was after regular classes were done. The kids that would have to wait for their like parents to pick them up or whatever would have to wait. Basically, it was like the kindergarten. And there was like a lady there who would be like the monitor or whatever, just to keep kids from like killing each other. We didn't go there a lot, but the few times we did... You know, we're sitting there, there's Power Rangers on. All right, cool. But then it also get really crowded. And I don't know if you noticed about a kindergarten, but the furniture's tiny. And I'm a very large fifth grader at this time.
Okay.
So I'm just there listening to music. And one of the things that's always is, I don't want to say triggering because that's, you know, I don't want to make light of actual things like that. But I guess to me as a kid who did have anxiety, it kind of was triggering because someone would always be like, what are you listening to? And not in a shitty way, just curious, what music are you listening to? And it was always a gamble passing the headphones to somebody because you'd get the wildest reactions. And when you look like me and you hand someone headphones, you're not expecting to hear, she's lump, you know, fair. So there was this kid, I'm not going to use his actual name.
Brian.
You know what? Let's use Brian. That's right. We have Brian. Also, does that joke land depending on when these air?
Either one is referencing this one or this is referencing the other one. It doesn't really matter. Either way, Brian is the problem. Fucking Brian.
So Brian's like, oh, what are you listening to? And I'm scared. It's like every anime, like you've watched Death Note, right?
Yeah.
So like, you know, like those scenes when like Light would, someone would kind of like low key figure out his whole shit. He's like, oh my God. They're on to me. I can't let them, like, you know, and it's just like, everything's like in grayscale. It's like the all black background, and he's just like in his own head for a second.
He he's like internally crashing out. Meanwhile, he's just like stone faced in reality. Like, and everyone's around is like, bro, are you good?
I'm like, all right, fine, because I'm expecting the worst. So he puts it on, and immediately his eyes light up. And he's like, you listen to Praise the United States of America? And I'm like, oh, so you know who this is? And I was like, I love that band. What's your favorite song? And I'm like, now I'm in my head, Light Yakami style again. It's like, wait a minute. He said he liked it. He's not yelling at me. He's not throwing my headphones at me. He's not calling me slurs. What's going on? Did I just make a friend? So he kind of becomes not a friend. We don't hang out. But now we've become those kids where we see each other in the hallway. We got to, you know, yell something at them. Mm-hmm. We'd pass each other and he would just yell lyrics to me. So one day, like the classes were all coming back in to, we're at recess and everybody lines up. We come back into our respective classes. So as we're all getting shuffled in, I'll just hear someone just yells like, kitty at my foot and I want to touch it. And then I'm yelling it back to him. So, like, we did this for a solid couple of months where we just would occasionally see each other and then just yell out a lyric and trying to figure out what's the most unhinged one. But clearly he got in trouble for a few of them because if you know, you know.
Not all of them are school appropriate. Leave it at that.
But anyway, great band.
Good shit.
This has been another edition of the Winded Nostalgia-Filled Ramblings of Adrian King and the segment called Storytime. You're right, and I think that's it. It's something that's ours, to which any creative person having something that's yours and that's something that, let alone DMCA, let alone copyright stuff, but just something that just says you and having it nailed perfectly, it's like, it's so cool.
It's cool to feel seen. Like, I guess that was one of the things that I didn't expect to, like, it hit so hard was like, oh, I've been perceived, but like not in a bad way, like in a good way. I don't know. It was cool. It's nice to feel understood. I know that's kind of big and dramatic and whatever. Like within the context of the show and what we're doing, it was nice to be able to hand this thing to someone and get something back that shows that they were very thoughtful and kind of understand what we're doing here.
Right. And knowing him and how he approaches music, and especially considering that, and I know it's weird to say this as someone that, you know, we know, but I'm also a huge fan of their music. As much energy as there is in it, there's so much level of detail to it and just very intricate and like, you know, again, blink if you miss some kind of references, but also not above some low-key, like wholesome trolling.
Yeah.
Like, there's a great sense of humor to it, because I was not expecting to laugh when I heard the lyrics. I'm like, because matter of fact, when we first pitched it to Ro, it was just going to be an instrumental, to which I think he suggested he was kind of workshopping some lyrics, to which you're like, I need to hear those lyrics now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool.
Let him cook!
And sure enough, I'm like, holy fuck, he nailed it.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you. Because I don't know who I was going to pick, and I was really kind of stressing it. So you just said that. I'm like, you know what? Let's try it.
Yeah.
But the being seen part is a huge part of, I think, anytime you and I have done anything with this show and it be commented on, then people like really rock with what we're doing. And it's been really nice. And especially in a landscape where you kind of feel like you're microscopic, and not in a self-flagellating way, but like, there's so many people that kind of do what we do. And sometimes, you know, you're worried about you're fighting for other people's attention. And you're like, is anyone going to like enjoy this stupid, weird thing that we do? And when people do and respond to it, like I said, and we're being perceived, it's scary because we're used to not having that. And that's kind of a bummer. So when it does, it is sometimes a wholesome level and uncomfortable, but also cool. It's like, hey, this is reaching other people and they're getting something out of it and they're enjoying it. And that's one of the great things about creating is making a thing is cool, but when it's out in the world and people respond to it and it finds a way to make their lives better, it's such a cool feeling. It's a hell of a rush.
So yeah, new theme song.
So thank you, Ash. Thank you, Ro. And also, let me plug stuff real quick because now we can't shamelessly advertise. His main website is roponagonti.com, but you can also find him at Bandcamp.com. It's ropanuganti .bandcamp.com. You can get all his music there. I mean, he's also on streaming services and stuff, but I say Bandcamp, and not just because we know him and he's cool, but anyway, you can help support the artists and stuff, because look, I don't have to tell you guys how wild stuff is. But right now, it's going to be harder for creatives to get the word out there. And as much as we like to talk about algorithms and how rough they are, anytime someone helps gets the word out, it's super helpful to them. And even if you can't necessarily pay monetarily, you can at least pay it forward by sharing it, letting people know that it's out there. It does so much for people. And I think he's also on Blue Sky, Ropanaganti, and also Instagram. But you know, ropanaganti.com or at Bandcamp, ropanaganti.bandcamp.com. His music's great. He just did a Zelda album, well, specifically a prog metal concept album inspired by The Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker. I know y'all nerds love that game, so listen to some great music.
And I know he's been on your show a couple of times, a few times.
Yeah.
A myriad of times.
A plethora.
A plethora, even. And for me, because like I've been on your show a couple of times, but like I'm not really all that involved in that process. I'm always excited to find out that he's going to be a guest, because those conversations are always really interesting. And he's just like genuinely a good, wholesome, delightful human being. So love that.
And it's like, I know you've been on the show before. And honestly, this wouldn't exist had you not been, because I felt bad in dragging you there. Because funny enough, as you record, Motion City Soundtrack just came back after how many years of hiatus? Like what, 10?
Yeah, when did Panic Station come out?
2015, I think.
God, I don't like doing math. It just makes me sad.
But one of my favorite things we ever done was we were talking about the bands on Honda Civic Tour.
Oh my God. Okay. Panic Stations came out September 18th, 2015. So that's literally 10 years ago as of yesterday.
God.
Time is meaningless. Anyway.
But that episode was so much fun. But I know you definitely did too, because there was the one about the Honda Civic Tour with my weird hockey dream. That's still one of my favorite things ever. It's so sad that that car ended up in my dreams. Fucking Center Ice SUV.
It's so weird. Like, they don't even play there anymore. They've, like, built a whole new stadium and shit since then.
Long live the SUV.
Right? No one likes Barclays Center except for us, and only because they put a car in it randomly to fill space.
The Barclays, the only cool thing that happened there was, I think I saw Jay-Z there, but also, like, Radiohead. But, like, nice. As a sporting venue, miss me with all that.
Yeah. Everyone complained. That's why they don't play hockey there anymore.
If you do like it, actually, we really want to know what you think. I was just talking about how hard it is for, and again, and I don't want to say this in a way where it just sounds like, oh, boo-hoo, we're having a rough time. I more mean, like, when it comes to social media, because so many things are vying for attention, a lot of stuff just tends to get lost in the shuffle. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, especially for us who are public-facing creators, and whether you're YouTube or whether you're doing music or, you know, graphic arts, whatever the case may be, you probably are very aware of how hard it is to get like your work out there and get it noticed. And one of the ways that is always crucial is, well, word of mouth, but I guess, well, it's not really word of mouth if it's, you know, through a social app, but feedback is crucial. It's free. Ash had made a joke in our other recording, like if you wanted to send money to us, hit us up and she'll tell you where to do that. If that is your prerogative, we could probably find some formal ways to set that up. But if you are someone who enjoys our stuff, if you heard us for the first time and liked it, any and all feedback is encouraged. There's the social media route. We are on Blue Sky at TLAT Podcast. I run that mostly. Ashley's on Instagram, which is also TLAT Podcast. We are on YouTube, Talking Like a Teen Podcast. Search there. We're on most apps that you get your podcast from these days. But our YouTube, we're starting to build up. And now with the new theme, we're going to be uploading some past episodes. Actually, well, all of our past episodes, including current ones as they come out. So definitely look forward to that. Tuesday Tunes is really cool. We're on Spotify. We have music playlists that coincide with our episodes. But every Tuesday, Ash drops a really cool song that she's either listening to or something that inspired her or even has sometimes insightful stories behind them. And that's really cool. And that's both on our Spotify, but also YouTube. And I also know, look, let's keep it a whole bug. I know that Spotify isn't everybody's preferred site, so we've given it a second home, so that way at least it doesn't get lost in a shuffle. If you're on social media, help us out. We also have an email, tlatpodcast@gmail.com. That stuff helps out in a lot of ways because it also tells the robot overlords that people really like us and are really rocking with what we're doing, and it helps reach more people. And that way we can expand our influence and let the elder millennials take over the world.
That's right.
But mainly it makes us feel good and it does so much for the show.
We're just trying to expand the TLAT Special Forces.
Enlist today. Not affiliated with the United States military.
Social media is not always the best place to be, but we do really enjoy getting a chance to kind of interact with you guys, and please reach out. Like, that's a thing that we both genuinely enjoy, and we'd love to get the chance to do that more. Unfortunately, that's one of those things that you have to instigate it, because we don't know unless you reach out to us.
Also, if you're on like Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any of the other podcatching sites, follow us and subscribe there as well. And like I said, we have a YouTube. Subscribe there. But again, thank you so much. And thank you, Ashley, for literally 6 years of some of the most fun I've ever had in my entire life.
And thank you for, honestly, you do so much work in regards to this podcast. And I appreciate everything that you do. And I appreciate that this was even a thing that you suggested that we do in the first place.
Thank you. It was I don't want to say it's a stupid joke. It was a great joke. It was very funny. But somehow after making that very goofy joke when I was hopped up on way too much caffeine and energy drinks, like a couple of days later, we're like, oh shit, we made this a thing, didn't we?
And here we are.
And that was literally 6 years ago. We had podcasted through some wacky times.
No kidding. Good gravy.
But I think because of all of that, I think having a space to be able to be ourselves and to create and to hopefully put some good in the world. And I know that sounds very dramatic, but it is important. And it always was important. It always will be important. And also, I just want to shout out real quick, Aaron and like the panelists over at It's a Family Thing podcast. They're an absolute delight. Ashley and I were on an episode together talking about Tegan and Sarah. Actually, we're on two episodes. It was the Pop Culture Week episode. I can't remember which week it was, but I'll put it in the show notes. But we also did a Tegan and Sarah episode together. And I had so much fun doing that. Then they brought me back to do a Soundgarden episode with co-host Sarah, who's also very cool. Shout out to Sarah. You're awesome. I don't know if we should bring up the other one yet, because I don't know if that's been formally announced. But I'll just say this. Stay tuned. You might hear us there again soon.
I am lined up to do an episode that is about as unserious of a topic as you can get. I'm super excited about it.
And honestly, I'm excited to hear you, because one thing about the show is, and I always feel like the show would be so much better if I were not here. And I know that sounds like super like fucked up, but Ashley is so much fun. And I'm really excited to have you on a show that's not related to me. And I'm going to literally be here swinging a shirt over my head like Petey Pablo the whole time, being like, that's my bestie, let's go. She's so good at this.
Well, thank you. I have to remember to engage with a relevant piece of media before that recording. I have to not watch something from 2006. Remind me.
Well, you have anyway. Tubi. There's some stuff on there that's current-ish. And also, speaking of Ashley, because at this point, to borrow a line from the Clerks cartoon, I am a pop culture junkie loudmouth, and I admit that. And I try my best to curb that, because I know I can get a little excited. But what makes the show so great is really Ashley's spirit. And honestly, anytime you've seen a write-up, unless it specified me doing it, very, like, half-assed. If you go to tlatpodcast.com and look at our episode archives, the write-ups Ashley does, and like, I know I say this in a lot of episodes, but I'm going to continue to say it. Ashley is one of my favorite writers because the stories, they're fun, they're engaging. They are sometimes, you know, very poignant, and sometimes it's bleak, but they're so well written. And a lot of times I feel like, I'm sorry, like, you gave us this cool stuff and we're probably just talking about, like, Power Rangers. But it's my favorite part of the show. And anytime I send Ash the audio, I see that Google Docs link. I'm like, oh, what are we into today? And I mean that in all sincerity. It's like, I rarely know where it's going to come from as far as the angle. And I think this was cool about it. It's literally like a grab bag.
Because I think you've given me like one or two prompts. So there were like one or two times where like you knew kind of beforehand what was going to be happening. But for the most part, yeah, I sit down, I dump my brain out, give it to you. You think it's funny and I move on with my day.
As much as the show's hours, that is a bit of you. And much like I, for the most part, other than a few that have stressed me out, I have entirely too much fun putting the titles together.
I couldn't do it. So honestly, like, hats off to you. We would have broken title format probably by episode 4.
Thank you to Roe for this killer theme. Thanks to Aaron and the gang over at It's a Phantom Thing for believing in our weirdness and letting us be in your space. And I hope we can return a favor soon.
We love you guys. We think you're great. Enjoy the new theme song. Hit us up online and don't get swallowed by a whale.
But if you do, make sure it has a really bitchin' theme song.
That's right. Let's go.